ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special Power Hour. I'm your host, Wes Gardner. It's that time of the year for wrestling fans. That's right, it's WrestleMania season. We're here. You're going to be hearing this on Saturday, which means we have one day. This Sunday, WrestleMania 30. It's a big deal. I'm getting more and more excited about it as it gets closer. At first, I wasn't real excited for this WrestleMania, but as we get into this, as we go into the match list, you're going to kind of see where my excitement is starting to generate from. But, you know, WrestleMania, it's the Super Bowl. It is the show for wrestling fans, and that's where history is made, Showcase of the Immortals, like all the stuff and all the hype that they put up. It's actually pretty accurate because WrestleMania is either a great ending to a year's worth of storylines or the beginning of another year of either continuing storylines or, but everything kind of comes to a head at WrestleMania. So there's that fever in the air, that feeling, that electricity, that excitement. And I'm super excited for it. So we're going to get into it. Basically, this show is just going to be my predictions. We're going to go down the match list. I'll kind of give what my overall feeling on each match is going to be, who I think is going to win. Sometimes who I think is going to win isn't really who I know is going to win, if that makes sense. Like, my heart will tell me one thing, but my mind will tell me something else. But we'll go over that. I think a lot of the wrestling fans listening are going to be the same way. And, you know, the main event this year, it could be great, it could be terrible, but either way, it's going to be interesting. And I got some theories on what might happen, what could happen, and then we're going to go into what probably will happen. But yeah, let's get started. I'm looking at the match list right now. The first thing is the tag team match, the four tag team match is now the pre-show, which is sort of bizarre to me, that they would put the belts on the line on the pre-show at WrestleMania. And I mean, they've done it in pay-per-views in the past, and that's how like New Age Outlaws won the tag titles whenever they won them, and you know, it did it during a pre-show, which is interesting. But at WrestleMania, you think, okay, the belt matches should be on the show proper, right? Especially when you have two battle royales there. It's just a weird move. But yeah, the pre-show is going to be the tag team title match between the Usos, Curtis Axel Ryback, the Los Matadores, and the Real Americans. And my prediction for this one is actually going to be the Real Americans. I think Jack Swagger, I know last year he kind of had his problems with the drug stuff and getting caught with marijuana, and he was suspended for a while, but he's back. He's not giving everyone concussions all the time, like he gave to Dolph Ziggler last year, and he did it to like two or three people. But Jack seems to be in more control of himself. He seems to be, you know, I mean, the dude's an NCAA wrestling champ, so he knows how to do it, right? He knows how to play the game, but he's really starting to kind of find his niche and where he fits. And Cesaro is becoming a juggernaut. He's always been, he was one of my favorite guys in Ring of Honor. And to see him kind of picking up some steam organically is awesome. His Superman swing and stuff like that, it's just really cool. But I think it's their time. I think it's the Real Americans' time to have the belts. The Usos have been decent champs. I mean, they're good in the ring. The crowd's behind them and everything. I think the Ryback, Curtis Axel, and Los Matadores, I don't even know why they're in the match, to be honest with you. I mean, who's going to... Los Matadores aren't going to be tag team champs, I'll put it that way. But it's just a weird match, and it's a weird match to have on the pre-show, and I don't know. It could be very good, though. I saw the, it was the Real Americans versus the Usos versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust at the house show that I went to, and that match rocked. That was a great match. So the potential's there. You know, Curtis Axel probably trained half the people in the match anyway. So, you know, it's going to be solid. I think it's going to be a decent match. Like I said, I don't know why the other two teams are there, but I see Real Americans taking it, which is cool. They deserve it, you know. Let's see. I'll get these two out of the way, these next two matches, because I don't know why they're on the card at all. It's a good way to just suck the energy out of the room, whenever you have battle royals, and you have two of them, basically. You have the Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational, whatever that means, which is basically going to be a battle royal, if I had to guess. That one, yeah, AJ's been a good champ, but I think it's time for somebody else, especially with the whole CM Punk thing. And, you know, they have a wedding to get ready for. CM Punk and AJ have been engaged for a few weeks now, I think. So, yeah, they got to get ready for a wedding. So, if I were to pick who I think is going to walk out of their Divas champ, I have two guesses. The first one is Tamina, because I think Tamina would be a good swerve. Like, okay, here's AJ's bodyguard, ends up winning, you know, and she could say, oh, you took me for a fool. I've been watching you this entire time. I've always wanted the belt. You know, kind of a heelish thing to do. But, you know, Tamina rocks, so she should get it. But the person who I hope gets it, because she's fucking earned it, is Natalya. Natalya's the best diva in that division. In my opinion, she's probably the best female wrestler in the sport of pro wrestling. I mean, she was trained in the dungeon, you know what I mean? And her family's royalty, and she knows how to work. So I hope it goes to her. Who knows, though? I know Naomi is coming out with an album, so in WWE style, they might give it to Naomi. And plus, she's on Total Divas. Well, I mean, to be fair, Tamina is too. I don't see him giving it to... Kind of the wild card would probably be Summer Rae, because Summer Rae's starting to pick up a little bit of momentum, especially since she's still part of Fandango, but Summer Rae's kind of taken on a life of her own, which is good. I think that's always good. Whenever you bring in a female wrestler, a diva, so to speak, as a valet, and then they kind of branch off, it's always good, because the more divas, the better. The diva division needs a bigger talent pool, I think. And, you know, with the success of Total Divas, the TV show, you know, things are changing, and that's cool. I think this match is going to suck the life out of the room, to be honest with you. And it's not the Divas' fault, it's just the way it's booked, and there's a number of things. And the other one is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. Everyone's saying the favorites are going to be Big Show and... God, who are they saying? My favorite is Dolph Ziggler. Dolph deserves to be a solid belt-holding mid-carder. I think he needs to be on TV every single week, and he needs to have a mic every single week. He has to, the more they start pushing him, especially with things like, or people like Roman Reigns, you know, Dean Ambrose, you know, the Shield's gonna split before too long, and Roman Reigns is the guy. Like, everyone's saying it, and I fully agree that Roman Reigns is the guy to watch. So we need people like, kind of fill out the mid-card. You know, Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins, that'd be a fucking fantastic belt match, you know? And that's what we kind of get to, the excitement of WrestleMania, is knowing that this is the type of thing that can actually happen, because they're hitting the reset button. So all these younger guys, the big swerves, the big twists, it's going to lay a different landscape for the next year. And it's exciting. But with Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale, I'm picking Dolph Ziggler. I'm a big Ziggler fan, but I think he deserves it. I think he's been out of action for a while because of the concussions, and I know he does have like stand-up comedy stuff that he does now, but I'd like him to have a good, like, solid run as champ without two valets, you know, without Big E and AJ and all these people, just him, just Dolph Ziggler going out there on the mic, calling people out. I think it'd be great. You know, he deserves it. But, yeah, that's another match, though. The Battle Royale at WrestleMania, like, sure, it's a big spectacle, and I don't know. You know, the Royal Rumble is one of the bigger pay-per-views of the year, but I think it's a little soon to have another one. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels weird. It feels off to me. But let's go to The Shield versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws. I actually see The Shield winning. The Shield just has so much momentum right now. And the brilliant thing about The Shield is they've had that momentum since they've gotten to the company. Like, they really haven't... It may have wavered a little bit for a second there, but then whenever they introduced the, okay, now Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns are kind of at each other's throats, Seth Rollins is trying to break them up, you know, like, break up the fight, that's a good angle. And I think it got people interested in The Shield again. But Kane and the New Age Outlaws, you know, this could be a great little match. I mean, New Age Outlaws, they can still go. You know, Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, they still got it. So, and Kane's good. And on at WrestleMania, I think it was WrestleMania 28, where it was Kane versus Randy Orton. Or no, was it 28 or was it 27? Kane versus Randy Orton. That was a great match. It was a really good match. And people don't give Kane enough credit. Sure, his stories have been kind of silly lately. I do think it's funny that he's now the director of operations. Because I actually see Kane, you know, Glenn Jacobs, I see him doing that after he kind of hangs up the boots. I see him staying with the company for a long time because he's a good hand. And he works really well with a lot of people. But Kane's one of those guys, man. I think he's very underrated. And I think they're going to have a really good showing. And perfect example, I mean, going against the Shield, it's going to be time to shine for everyone involved. And I think they're going to do it. Let's see. We will get to... Now we're getting... Yeah, now we're getting to the hot and heavy stuff right now. Let's do Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, to me, could be the best match of the night. And I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. But John Cena works really well with someone who's very physical. Yeah, John Cena, as much crap as people, me included, give him about not being able to really technical wrestle and not really know the pacing of a match. And, you know, the thing John Cena has is ring awareness. He knows where he's at the entire time. And that's one of the strengths of Bray Wyatt as well. And it doesn't seem like a big deal, but whenever you're at WrestleMania and you're very aware of your surroundings, you can make something work. And Bray Wyatt can work with anyone, I'm convinced. Even back in his Husky Harris days, he could work with anyone you put in the ring with him. And it's just really cool to see that dynamic of Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. You have the definitive bad guy in Bray Wyatt, the crazy psycho, you know, I'm going to get you, Cena, I'm going to take you down from your pedestal, versus the everyday good guy, you know, salute the American flag and eat your vitamins, John Cena. It's just a nice classic story, you know, and you really can't go wrong with it. I think it is a make-or-break match. I think it could either be the underdog match of the night, or I think it could be one of the biggest disappointments of the night. And to be fair, I think a lot of that falls on if Cena shows up to play. You know, I know he's in the storyline. I will say on the Monday Night Raw this past Monday, when Bray Wyatt and the family were doing their pose and say, follow the buzzards, and then the sheet masks, the other sheet mask comes in, and you're like, who the fuck is that? And then, it was a cool reveal, and it was John Cena, and he took off the mask and did a little beat down and got a big pop for it and everything. But it was fun. That was fun. You know, so if they bring that to WrestleMania, I'm all for it. It'll be entertaining. But yeah, for the winner, I actually see Bray Wyatt winning. Oddly enough, I know it sounds crazy, and I know Cena, Super Cena, and at WrestleMania, all eyes are on him, and he's gonna... So... This is one of those things that my heart wants to say Bray Wyatt, but my mind tells me John Cena. But I'm just going to say Bray Wyatt. Why not, man? Bray Wyatt deserves it. He's the most talked about new superstar for good reason. Dude's amazing on the mic. Does the best promos in the business. He does better promos than CM Punk. They're more captivating. They're more, you know, well, CM Punk will kind of tell the truth and all this stuff. Bray Wyatt is very good at speaking in riddles, and he's... It's just solid. It's just a solid character, and he plays it so well, and he deserves it. He deserves a win at WrestleMania. But I'm going Bray Wyatt. Let's see. Let's do Taker versus Brock Lesnar. This one to me is easy. Taker's going to win. You're not going to beat the streak. The streak has gone on for far too long. You're not going to give someone like Brock Lesnar the win. I mean, Brock's a hell of an athlete, don't get me wrong. Like, physically, if anyone could do it, it'd be Brock Lesnar, but it's not going to happen. Just the booking. Brock Lesnar would be the most hated person on the planet if he beat The Undertaker streak, because, once again, here's a halftime wrestler. You know, this guy's a UFC champ, he does whatever else. He just comes in about 3 or 4 months out of the year, and you're telling me he's going to beat Taker? No, it's not going to happen. Taker, the only people... There's only two people on this planet I see that could reasonably beat The Undertaker. One of them is, once again, it's my mind and my heart. My mind tells me that if there's one person that would beat Undertaker, it would be John Cena. But once again, I think that would make John Cena the most hated man in wrestling. I think it'd be a bad move all the way around. Sure, the kids would love it until they got older and realized what it meant, and then be like, oh, fuck that, you know? Because I think it would anger off, it'd piss off so many people. Because John Cena already has everything anyway, so now he has to also take the biggest streak in sports? No. Like, fuck that. You know, like, it's ridiculous. But my heart, the storyline I would build for Undertaker to lose would be Kane. And because the whole point that Kane was brought on is that was Undertaker's brother. And apparently, I didn't know this, apparently Taker wanted Kane to break the streak. Like, back a few years after Kane was introduced, he was like, no, we should just end the streak and Kane should be the one that does it. So even Taker has said, I want Kane to beat the streak, you know, and that's just good storytelling. I agree. I think it's beautiful. I think it's poetic. Do I think the streak will be broken? No, I don't. I really don't. I don't think anyone's going to beat Taker. But there's that old wrestling adage. And it's funny, I reread Mick Foley's first book, Have a Nice Day, not too long ago. And there's something that he always talks about, and all the old-timers believe this, and believe me, Taker's an old-timer, is that you always go out on your back. You always lose your last match. Ric Flair did it. Shawn Michaels did it. You know, these guys, it's a code. You know what I mean? Like, there's a sense of understanding with it that, okay, I'm going to go out on my back. I'm going to pass the reins off to somebody else. So that part of me thinks that, yeah, Undertaker's last match will be the one that he loses. And then he'll retire and kind of be done with everything. But who do I think is going to do it? If I were to guess, I would say Cena. It'd piss me off, but I would really hope it'd be Kane. I think that's just because Glenn Jacobs has worked, like I said earlier, he's so underappreciated. But he's had such a good career. If you look back at everything Kane has done, he's been in some pretty big moments. And a lot of them had to do with The Undertaker. So what better way, you know, because I don't see Kane winning the WWE World Heavyweight Championship anytime soon. I just don't. He's not booked like that. He's just a guy, he comes, he does his job and everything like that. But what better way to solidify him forever than to be the one guy that beat Taker at Mania? Like, I think it's fitting. I think that makes his entire career worth it. You know what I mean? That he would go in the Hall of Fame specifically because he beat Taker at Mania. Like, whoever does that is guaranteed a Hall of Fame slot. So, I think it should be Kane, man. It should be. That would just be so cool to see. I'd probably cry like a baby. It's just so cool. That's the poetry. That's the beauty of pro wrestling stories, I guess. But, let's see, now we're getting, yep, we got the two matches left. Let's see, Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. The winner gets added to the main event of WrestleMania. This could be the instant classic. This could be the one that people look back at WrestleMania 30. This match has the potential to be in every top 10 list of best WrestleMania matches of all time. And I know that's a lot of hype. I know it's a lot of hype. But you have to understand where I'm coming from this. This match is almost impossible to predict. And I can't remember the last time I felt that way. Because I can see it going either way. I'm right now, I'm 50-50. Because to me, business-wise, it would only make sense for Daniel Bryan to win. And then he would go to win the main event, and then he'd be the guy. And because he's the guy in the company. He is the most popular superstar. So yeah, make your number one guy the guy. It's an easy, you know, that part's easy. Like, in my mind, I can make that connection real quick. But the wild card is the other two guys in the main event are Batista and Randy Orton. If you put Triple H in there, that's Evolution. So, you have this thing to where the way that WWE stories go, it could go either way. Daniel Bryan could win and go on and lose the main event. Like, if I were a betting man, this is how I predict this going. And this kind of does the Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, but then it also does the main event. I see Daniel Bryan winning the Triple H match and losing the main event because Triple H comes out and costs Daniel Bryan the match again. And then Evolution, you know, what better way to make your babyface the biggest babyface on the planet than give him a plethora of heels to go against? And Evolution could be that faction. Like, this exact example has already been used before, and it was in WCW with Goldberg taking out the NWO. You know, it was the finger poke of doom, like it was the biggest fucking mishap in WCW. But basically, you know, Kevin Nash in interviews and stuff said, well, what the plan was is to piss everyone off so much that Goldberg would come out and then one by one just off everybody. Just take everybody out and then end up, you know, the belt match versus Kevin Nash and end up winning the title. That way he has to climb that ladder. The only difference here, what would, like, realistically, as a storytelling mechanism, what would be different about Evolution screwing Daniel Bryan than the Authority screwing Daniel Bryan? Right? There's not a big difference. So that's the only part of that thought that doesn't hold a lot of weight, is what's the difference? Like, Daniel Bryan's been fucked over since SummerSlam. Like, how dare they do it again? Like, if they do it again, they have to be real careful. Because I think WrestleMania, if they embarrass Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania again, I don't see that going over very well. I really don't. And not in so much drawing heat and, oh, well, these guys are bad guys and Daniel Bryan's the good guy. But more so of, okay, if Daniel Bryan doesn't win at Mania, where the fuck is he going to win? Like, Backlash or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, he's going to win the title at Bragging Rights. You know, he's going to win the belt that fucking, What's some of the Judgment Day? Like, what are some of those old ones? You know, like, if you're not going to win the belt at Mania, who cares when you win the belt, right? Especially over almost a year-long storyline. I mean, essentially, the Daniel Bryan storyline's been going on for 2 years. It started at, you know, WrestleMania 28, where he got kicked in the face by Sheamus. In 18 seconds, he lost. And after that, that's what started the Daniel Bryan movement. But, I know I've talked a lot about this, but that's the beautiful thing about this match. Either it could go either way. It really could. And it could realistically go either way. Like, the stakes are very different for each guy, but they're realistic in as far as wrestling storylines. Like, Daniel Bryan, yeah, he can overcome the odds, he can do this, he can go on to the main event, he can win Mania, and he finally showed he beat the Authority, and the people have the power. You know, there's that storyline. But then you have Triple H, who's notorious in real life for burying newer talent. He could essentially beat Daniel Bryan clean, go onto the main event and lose in a shitty fashion. Like, he could pretend to be beat by Randy Orton. And, like, they could all be in on it, right? Like, Randy Orton could end up still being the champ because he does the finger poke to Batista and Triple H. You know, it could be that sort of storyline, and that's how Evolution come back together. And then, yeah, you have Daniel Bryan, who's furious and is out for blood, and now he has three separate entities that he can go after. I'm going to say Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's going to win it. I just think they've come too far. They've built up the storyline so much. They're even doing a documentary about Daniel Bryan this whole week. He's been in Rolling Stone magazine. He's gotten so many opportunities to get interviewed, and he's been in such mass media, and his global reach is unbelievable. They got to give it to Daniel Bryan. That's my opinion. So I see Bryan winning. I do see a swerve happening in the main event, though. I do see something happening. Either Triple H is going to come out and try to make Daniel Bryan lose, or Randy Orton and Batista are going to actually team up and then try to take out Daniel Bryan, but he's still going to win. I think something in the main event is going to happen. So, I see Daniel Bryan winning the Triple H match. Who do I see out of Randy Orton, Batista, and Daniel Bryan winning the belt? The rumor right now is that Batista hasn't signed on for anything much more than WrestleMania. You know, and plus with his movie coming out, he's going to be doing a lot of red carpet stuff, and I don't see him lasting, so Batista's out. Like, I don't see Batista winning. And I actually don't see Randy Orton winning. He's held the belts too long. He's had the belts too long and has done nothing with them. He hasn't brought attention to the titles instead of saying, you know, all he's really done is said, look how good I am. I'm the champ. You're not the champ. I'm the champ. And that's it. That's all he's done. So I see Daniel Bryan. I mean, if Daniel Bryan wins versus Triple H, he's going to win everything. It's going to be the big dirt sheet rumors. They wanted the biggest yes chant in history in New Orleans. What better way to do it than have him win everything? Some wild card rumors I want to talk about. So, I mean, just as a recap, let me go back over the predictions. The first tag match, with the Usos, Real Americans, Curtis Axel, Ryback, and Los Matadores. I see Real Americans winning the Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational. It's either going to Tamina or Natalya. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale, I'm picking Dolph Ziggler. The Shield versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws, I'm going the Shield. Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, Bray Wyatt. Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, it's going to Taker. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, picking Daniel Bryan. Randy Orton versus Batista versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. The winner will be Daniel Bryan. So those are our matches. That's it. That's my prediction card. We can make a Draken game out of it, whatever you want to do. There's two rumors I want to talk about. The first rumor is that CM Punk will come back WrestleMania 30. I do not think this is going to happen. As much as I would love it, as much as I would flip out, as much as it'd be one of the biggest WrestleMania moments I could ever remember, it's not going to happen. There's too many rumors online, and oh, here's a picture of, good friend Marco Flores sent me on Facebook the picture of Kofi Kingston and CM Punk. I think that's an old picture. I think that's from last year sometime. But thing is, CM Punk is in New Orleans. And you know, people are like, oh, he's in New Orleans, so he's going to be part of that battle royale. He's going to be in the Andre the Giant. I don't think that's true. The reason I think he's in New Orleans is because his fiance has a match at WrestleMania. You know what I mean? AJ's wrestling at WrestleMania, so of course he's going to be there. I just see it more as I'm kind of done with wrestling, but hey, my girl's still wrestling, so I want to go see her. You know, I mean, that's a natural instinct. But do I think CM Punk's going to return WrestleMania 30? No, I don't. The other one is Sting. I've seen this a lot, actually, that Sting is going to either make an appearance. It is true that he's in New Orleans, but he's in New Orleans for WrestleCon. And his bookers said, no, there's not going to be any sort of WrestleMania shenanigans. He's just going to the convention. Then he's leaving. He's still strictly, you know, he's not with TNA. But from the sounds of it, he's kind of a loyal guy like that. Everyone has the rumor that after the Undertaker-Lesnar match, the lights are going to go out, the spotlight's going to come down, and it's going to be Sting pointing his bat. Like, as much as I would mark out, and that would be the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen, it's not going to happen. I've made my peace with the fact that Sting will never be in WWE. I just don't see it happening. I see he might make appearances on TV. He won't wrestle. I think he'll be he'll be like a general manager or something. I think that would be pretty cool. But see him lacing up with the boots in the WWE ring, I don't think it's going to happen. The reason why I think if he does come back, it'll be in kind of a managerial deal, is because they have to get his face out there before they induct him into the Hall of Fame. Because Sting's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Now that they own WCW, now that they own, you know, all of this footage and everything, Sting was such a huge part of WCW and NWO and, you know, just the whole work. So, and he had a brilliant career even before going to WCW. So, you know, Sting deserves a Hall of Fame slot. But do I think he's going to come back WrestleMania 30? Hell no. There's no way. It's not going to happen. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but... You know, I just don't see it happening. You know, upsetting, I know, but Yeah, CM Punk and Sting, I think, are going to be no-shows. But that's pretty much WrestleMania. If there's one swerve I can think of, what could it be? If there's one swerve I could think of, I would say the swerve I can think of would actually be in the Daniel Bryan versus Triple H match. And what would happen is Triple H would do some shenanigans, some referee stuff. Oh, the ref got knocked down. I'm going to get out the sledgehammer and hit Daniel Bryan in the head. He goes for the pin. He tries to wake up the ref, and then Vince walks out. That's someone who we haven't seen any of since this whole real authority angle really started, is Vince. And Vince can really be, I think it would be great if good guy Vince walked out, said, you and Stephanie have gone way out of line. This is my company. Always remember that. Restart the match. I think it'd be a pretty cool swerve. And then with that, Daniel Bryan actually wins, goes on to the main event. That would really be the only swerve I could think of. I couldn't really think of too much else. I know there's a rumor that The Rock is going to be there. I don't think that's the case because he has all that Hercules stuff that he's doing. But it is confirmed that Stone Cold Steve Austin will be there. And that's just rad. That's awesome. You know, Hulk Hogan's the host. Austin can be there to say something snappy at him. Just, you know, kind of a cool little WrestleMania moment. But I think it's going to be, my overall thoughts of the show, I think it's going to be entertaining, but I think the make or break is how they handle the Daniel Bryan thing, for me. If he ends up losing fair and square, fine. I'll just be kind of confused. If Daniel Bryan loses the Triple H match in some weird, dumb swerve and the Evolution thing comes true, I think that literally is going to, that's not going to be, that'll be no bueno. You know what I mean? Like, Evolution's done. That thing's done. There's no need for it to come back. There would be no purpose for it to come back. Yeah, it'd be cool for about 4 seconds until you realize, oh, great. Well, that means Batista's leaving. Ric Flair, we know, is not going to wrestle. So that just leaves Randy Orton and Triple H. That's not really Evolution now, is it? But I see WrestleMania actually being very entertaining. Depending on how the Daniel Bryan thing is handled, it could be one of the better WrestleManias in recent memory. I just hope they don't go down the path of, well, since it's WrestleMania, all the good guys have to win because we have more eyes on our product, and John Cena has to win because it's WrestleMania, and, you know, sure, Bray Wyatt's a good character, but he has to lose because John Cena always fights to win. Like, if they start doing that stuff, then eh. But it's WWE, so they probably will, which is upsetting. But, yeah, I hope you guys... That being said, sure, it can get easy to fall into that kind of cynical sort of mindset. But, man, it's WrestleMania. This is the show. This is the one show out of the year. I'm super stoked. I got the WWE Network. Going to be watching it live. Very excited. You can follow me on Twitter, KamidaHobo, KamidaHobo. I will be tweeting during WrestleMania, but I will not be tweeting spoilers. Okay? So, because I know not everyone will be able to watch it live. Some people watch the DVR replays. They order the replays. It should be on the network. I know some people was like work shifts and stuff like that. They're just going to be away while WrestleMania is going. So I'm going to be putting my thoughts like, okay, that was a good match. That was a bad match. And I don't agree with that. Like, just kind of some vague stuff. So you can kind of get my overall impression. And just remember, next week, I believe on Tuesday is when we have it scheduled, but it could kind of fluctuate depending on schedules. Is myself and Mark Bradshaw are going to do a post-WrestleMania, post-Monday Night Raw special, like a wrestling special, talk about how did we think WrestleMania do, what was our predictions, did they come true, kind of what's the landscape like now. It's just going to be a lot of fun, really, really excited for it. But, oh man, the energy's in the air. It's one day away, guys. It is one day away. WrestleMania 30. It's here. I can't believe it. Follow me on Twitter. So excited. This is what it's all about, guys. Super excited. We're going to see you in New Orleans, man. Can't wait. Can't wait to watch it with all of you, with all the Power Hour fans. We're gonna have so much fun. But yeah, have a great weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania. We're gonna see you next week right here on the Power Hour.